Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Masechtas Krisus, Perik Hey, Mishnah Aleph. If I can remind you what we learned about in Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah Aleph, in Perik Aleph. So there we learned that there are Shloshim V'sheish Krisus B'Taira, and amongst them was Ha'echel Chelev V'Dam. Dam was the 24th of the 36. One is Chayav Karis for eating or drinking blood. Which blood? That's what our Mishnah is going to explain. So the Mishnah, Dam Shechita Bebehema Bechaya Be'ofis. Person consumes the blood, drinks the blood. That comes out when someone shechts behemais, wild animals, or birds. When we say behemais, it means bein tmeim u bein tahirim. Whether these animals or birds are non-kosher, whether it's a horse, a donkey, or kosher, or it's an ox or a sheep. Furthermore, dam nechira, someone drinks the blood that comes out when a person cuts into the behemah, doesn't shecht the behemah. Just plain cuts in. It's called nechira. Nechira means nostrils, because what they used to do is, not that this is what should be done, but that's what sometimes they used to do. They would cut mamash through the animal's nose, down into the animal. Either way, someone, for whatever reason, elected to drink that blood, he would be chayiv karis. As well as dam ikr, that's the blood that comes out when they rip the simanim and the animal's neck. Shechita is a neat cut. It goes very fast, and there's very little pain. One of the psule shechita is if he doesn't cut, but rips out the two simanim that have to be cut. The two simanim are the windpipe and the food pipe. So the blood that comes out of there, as well as the damakaza. Damakaza is the blood that comes through bloodletting. Sometimes when the animal was sick, they would remove some of the blood. That was like a refuah for the animal. They would cut into the vein. They did it for people also. Except that the Mishnah doesn't just say damakaza. The Mishnah says, v'damakaza shehanefesh yoitzaboy. It's the dam that would come out of the Balei Chayim. Where the animal would die as a result of this. The blood first comes out as a trickle, then it starts spritzing very hard. They were supposed to stop it before it starts spritzing very hard. Because when it starts spritzing hard, that's when the animal would die. At one point it stops spritzing very hard, like shooting out hard, and it goes back to a trickle. So in both cases, the trickle blood wouldn't be chayav karis. It's only the shooting blood. So in all these cases, as the Mishnah chayavim alav, if he ate a kezayis from it, b'mezid, he is chayav karis. Which types of blood would he not be chayav karis? Sak to Mishnah, but dam hatachayil, blood of the spleen, dam halev, blood of the heart. Now the Batanur explains over here as follows. The lifeblood, the blood that the animal dies with, on that there's a chayav karis. So stam blood that was absorbed by an organ, for that there's no chayav karis. But when it says over here, dam halev, we're talking about blood that was absorbed by the heart. The natural blood that's in the heart, that's in the cavity of the heart, says the Batanur, that is considered life blood, so to speak. Because that blood comes from the beis hashchita. During shechita, the way the animal reacts causes blood to flow into the heart. So again, blood in the heart cavity itself, in the hole of the heart, like the opening of the heart, that's Chiyuv Karis. Blood that was absorbed by the heart, on that there is no Chiyuv Karis. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Dam Beyim, blood found in chicken eggs. So it's talked about Tanura. There are different shitas, but he says this is the pshat that the Batanura says he prefers, that it's talking about chicken eggs. He uses the words Vali Nira. To me, it appears we're talking about the blood of chicken eggs. Vaitra zakt the Mishnah. Dam dogim. Dam that comes out of fish. Dam chagovim that comes out of grasshoppers. I want to remind you that there are certain types of grasshoppers that are mutter. Just depends on a person's mesayra whether he eats it or not. Blood of grasshoppers. Dam atamsis. Or the blood that comes out slowly after the lifeblood came out. Ein chayavin alein. For these one is not chayiv karis. Karis is only for lifeblood, what's called dam hanefesh. The blood that comes out as the animal dies. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev bedam atamsis. Rabbi Yehuda says one is chayev karis for taking in the blood that drains from the animal. Now the psak halacha says about tenura is that blood from the spleen, heart, kidneys, or the blood that trickles, may not have a chiyuv karis, but there's still a loisase. You're still not allowed to eat it. It's a lav. And one would be chayv malchus. Dam that's found in beyim is aser midrabbanan. Dam shrotzim, from a sheretz, if a person ate a kazayas of it, he would be chayv malchus. Not because of the dam, but because he ate a sheretz. And the blood that comes out of fish or grasshoppers are tahar, and they are mutter lechatchila. The only thing is, if someone, for whatever reason, wants to drink the blood of fish, we don't want people to think that he's drinking dam that's aser. So he has to put like the scales of the fish in it. Everyone should chap that it's dam dogim. By the way, blood that comes out of a person is aser midrabbanan after it comes out. But there is no chiyuv malchus on it. Okay, so quickly chazing over what our Mishnah told us. Basically, our Mishnah told us that the chi of karis is only for blood that comes out as the animal dies. That's true for behemais, chayis, oifais, whether they're tamei or tar, blood that shoots out by the shechita, whether it's by a behema, chaya, or an oif, whether they're tamei or tahar, if he cuts into the behema or rips out the simanim, if the behema dies as his blood is coming out, as well as dam hakazon, they were doing bloodletting, was supposed to trickle. But after the trickling, it starts shooting. And then it goes back to a trickle. If for whatever reason they didn't stop it in time, and the blood shot out after the bloodletting, for that blood he would be chayev karis. Blood that was absorbed by the organs, like the spleen or the heart. And the Batnura told us, this means blood that was absorbed from the heart, as opposed to the blood that's in the cavity of the heart, that comes from the shechita. But that would be chiyuv karis. But blood that's absorbed by any organ, blood in chicken eggs, blood of fish, grasshoppers, or the dam atamsis that trickles after it shoots, for that there is no chiyuv. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda holds one as chayiv for the dam atamsis. That's the blood that drains from the animal after the shooting out of the blood. And the Batanura told us, the Psak Halacha, that for Dam HaNefesh, there's a Chiyuv Karis. Blood in the organs, there's no Chiyuv Karis, but there's a lav, one would be Chayuv Malchus. For blood in chicken eggs, it's Arsa Midrabbanon. For blood in Shrotzim, if a person ate a Kazayis of it, he would be Chayuv, not else the Dam, but else the Sheretz. The blood of dogim or chagovim tahirim, certain types of grasshoppers are tahar, are mutal lechatchila. But if someone is going to drink fish blood, he has to put in some scales of a fish to show that he's not being over in Isser, it's blood from a fish. And the Matanura concluded by telling us the blood that comes from a person is asa midrabbanan only after it comes out of the person.